We have with us right now not only State Representative Jeff Deal, but he's also the co-chair for presidential candidate Donald Trump for his Massachusetts campaign. Oh, welcome back to Monday Night Talk, Representative.
Kevin, thanks for having me back. And yeah, how great to hear Lou Ferrigno. As a kid, I watched him turn into the Green Monster, and now he's supporting Donald J. Trump. That's awesome.
It's like a feather in the cap.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
But he's right. He's absolutely right on the issues he's talking about. I mean, Donald Trump has talked about from the beginning providing a safer border, a secure border, to make sure that immigration is handled the correct way. We don't lose the funds here in Massachusetts. $1.8 billion annually goes towards the expenses related to illegal immigration. And that money could certainly go towards schools, roads, anything that people have been saying is a problem, we could certainly use that money towards. And that's what Donald J. Trump wants to do nationally, of course. I also love the fact that, Lou talks about Donald J. Trump saying he wants to make this a number one economic country again. I mean, we've slipped behind in so many different countries in many ways, in education. And now, the economy is such a huge part of what makes us able to, be an international force for good. And I think that we also have to take care of our own. Middle class incomes have not grown. And we really need to see our own country kind of take a precedence in our agenda.
What are some of the things that you hear? I see you are somebody who is very, very busy on social media when it comes to the Trump campaign, and you're out there. You're on more and more. I'm seeing you on Boston television stations and Boston radio stations talking about what's going on with Donald and whatever's transpiring. We know last week it was a New York that he was successful in being able to take that state and add those delegates. And of course, that's going to be my segue to what's coming up on the 30th of this month. Later on this week.
Yeah.
Give me your thoughts on being somebody who is that vocal person for this candidate.
It was really a natural fit when I decided to become the co-chair of the campaign. They were looking for somebody in Massachusetts who could spread the message. The work I had done on the ballot question for the gas tax repeal, the indexing repeal question one, kind of gave me, I think, gave them the comfort level that I could speak at different levels, TV, radio. I've actually done national television appearances at this point, which is wild. But, that's the thing. Donald Trump clearly is busy trying to win over state after state. He needs good surrogates in each state. I've been happy to do what I can to make sure that people are aware of, what his campaign is up to, what he stands for, and why, I originally was attracted to him, which is that he's a very successful businessman, a job creator, someone who cares deeply about the country, and someone who knows that he is up to the task and is willing to dedicate his time, energy, and success performance to doing that.
Very, very interesting. Talk to me about the caucus. What's the big deal as far as the caucus coming up, I want to say, this Saturday?
Yeah, so what happened, I'm sure people are aware now, is that there's been an attempt by the Ted Cruz campaign, and by the way, this is all in the rules. They're totally allowed to do this, but go in and try to win those delegate slots that Donald Trump won by putting in their own people who, in a second ballot, could potentially then switch over to Ted Cruz. And that's fine. That's a strategy. At this point, Ted Cruz's team is numerically out of the running to get the 1237. Donald J. Trump, I believe, will get the 1237 prior to the convention. But even if he falls slightly shy of it, there's the belief that between the end of the primaries, June 7th, and the beginning of the convention, at the end of July, that he will be able to cobble together just a handful of maybe missing delegates that it is that are still out there. There's about 150 that could be courted and ultimately come over to his side, or he could make a deal with a guy like John Kasich, maybe get his delegates in exchange for a VP slot. So there's a lot of things, but right now the important part in Massachusetts is to work on that delegate convention selection. These people will be going to Cleveland, mm-hmm. and we want to make sure, again, Donald Trump won 22 out of 42 delegates, and he also gets six assigned from the state party. So we want to make sure that all those delegates are loyal to Donald Trump in the first round, and if it goes to second round, third round, 100th round, we want to make sure those people all will vote continuously for Donald Trump.
So this is the push is on just to kind of alert folks to the caucus and what's coming up.
Yeah, so what people really need to know is if you're a registered Republican or if you're an independent or Democrat that wants to be a part of this, you can get involved. You can go to a website, donaldjtrump.com/MA. That's donaldjtrump.com/MA. Don't forget the J in the middle. Mm. And you can actually fill out the form there and actually be a part of the caucus. If you can't vote unless you're a Republican, but you can show up to these caucuses and help organize outside the buildings to get people to make sure they go in with the instructions they need to make sure they vote for the right slate of people. The Trump team is putting a slate together in all all 9 of the congressional districts. The one closest to here is Braintree. And so that's the one I'll be in, the 8th. And we will go there in the morning. We will register at 9 o'clock. Hopefully people can get there sooner to get in line. And we will make sure that when we get in the building, they are handed a piece of paper that tells them who to vote for the Trump slate. Now, that said, there's a lot of work between now and then. We need help with people making phone calls to Republicans to get out. So there's a lot to do. If you go to that website, DonaldJTrump.com/MA, you will be informed on how you can be a part of making sure Donald Trump gets the delegates that are loyal to him at the convention in July.
Switching gears, switching topics, because we have so much to talk about in the final 9 minutes that I have you here. And that is a busy week up at the State House, and there's a number of things that you want to touch upon. I know yourself and another state rep were successful in regards to trying to increase monies for Chapter 70. If you could briefly tell us about that.
Yeah, actually what was interesting is in March we were asked by the Whitman-Hanson School Board, Josh Cutler, for the 6th Plymouth District. I'm the 7th Plymouth District, the state rep Cutler. And I went to the school board meeting and were asked to support – actually, Senator Brady also was at that meeting. We were asked to support an increase in – Chapter 70 funding, and at the time the increase for this year was going to be $20 per pupil, which is a reasonable increase, but it really is with the 1.6% general overall spending increase for the budget, it wasn't going to really cut it for our district anyway. So Rep. Cutler and I both kind of lobbied our representative caucus up there at the State House, and I convinced folks to sign on to his letter. He got his colleagues to sign on the letter. We got $55 increase this year for the per pupil spending, which, by the way, translates to Whitman-Hanson to be over $135,000 increase to their budget. May sound like not a lot of money. That's a big amount of money for school districts that are really, you know, scrapping to get any bit of dollars they can increase over last year. So that was great. Great win.
Now, I also know something that you and I have had conversations in regards to, a couple of fiscal years ago, about an amnesty plan, and it was something to kind of help.
This is not the amnesty people think.
It's tax amnesty.
That's right.
And those are the people who might have maybe a late file, stuff like that. You could give the best definition of it, but it also helped generate, I would say, about $69 million into the coffers for the state for revenue, and it also helped those people who you know, were having issues in regards to filing their taxes.
Right. So in the FY13 budget, I decided, you know, I'm always looking to find new sources of revenue rather than increase taxes with people. So I looked at several states, Louisiana, Pennsylvania, Connecticut were some recent ones, and they had enacted this tax amnesty program where people who are delinquent in paying their taxes ultimately get fined by the state. And what happens is
12%.
Yeah, and it turns into a snowball situation where they can't pay that, and all of a sudden now they've got liens on their business, they've got personal liens if they're individuals. And what it does is it just puts somebody really behind the eight ball. Other states allowed people to pay those back taxes without the penalties one time only. This is just a get-out-of-jail-free card once. Mm. You don't get to keep doing this over and over again. We put a plan together, allowed those people to do it. It is running through May 31st. So if you have individual back taxes or corporate taxes that have had a problem, hopefully you've got an accountant that's advised you to take advantage of this one-time offer. But it'll get you sort of out-of-jail-free. You pay those back taxes, and the state realizes the money. The individual now is able to move on with their life and their credit, and the corporation, again, also can move on and maybe, you know, start increase hiring, to at least grow their business again instead of being, you know, stuck in limbo because of this tax problem. So the tax amnesty plan, again, runs through May 31st of this year, 2016. There's a website for it, so go ahead online, Google Massachusetts Tax Amnesty Plan, and you will get the information you need to take advantage of that.
And there are certain instances where it does apply. If you already have a deal in place and you've defaulted on that, I don't think – whether there's some kind of criminal activity that's involved, well, then it's null and void.
Right.
But as the representative said, Google Massachusetts Tax Amnesty, and you should be able to find the website.
The state's website. And you know what's funny about government is, look, I proposed this back in 2013. We're finally getting it done a few years later. This is the pace of government, but at least things do get done. People should have a little faith.
And again, as I said, folks, we're speaking with State Representative Jeff Deal, also the co-chair of presidential candidate Donald Trump, his Massachusetts campaign here chatting. And it's been a fantastic segment. We had a couple more topics to cover before we say goodbye for the evening. Now, there was something in regards to the MBTA and an investigation in regards to the use of T vehicles. What's going on with that? Because that's a story that I'm interested in.
Yeah, you know what's funny is when the there was the discussion or the debate about the ballot question, question one, back in 2014, where we decided whether or not gas taxes would go up automatically every year without a vote or not. And by the way, I was on the side to repeal that indexing of the gas tax. We made our case that the state, first of all, spends four times the national average for road maintenance, and also that the 49% of the gas tax goes to spend on the T, and the T, as we all know from last year's winter and all the other problems, is in such a fiscal straits that there's a fiscal management and control board to try to take care of that. Well, some of the things that we discovered as we were arguing about where the money was wasted during that ballot question was that the federal government spends a certain amount of money to help the T, and some of that was for state vehicles that would be used, and they were being abused. They were being given to managers. They were basically supposed to go towards state police. They were redirected. And anyway, the good news is there's finally now an audit being done to an investigation of the abuse of vehicles from the T that were kind of going places they shouldn't have been going for years. And now they're going to tighten that up. So, again, little bits of things get done over time. Thankfully, we've got a watchdog that with that control panel that's looking into this and making things happen.
I think it's important to have elected officials and having individuals be watchdogs and keeping an eye on things. I know that you've championed certain causes. One of the biggest ones was the gas tax initiative. And probably the final thing we'll have a chance to talk about is that there's some kind of a push that's on right now to reinstitute the gas tax, but make it kind of a local thing.
Well, you know, one thing that's going to be hitting the ballot question this year is going to be the millionaire's tax, and it'll be the fifth time that that people have tried to get basically a graduated income tax so that people now arbitrarily making over $1 million will be taxed. The other funny thing, and to the people that propose that, I say, do you have a tin ear? Do you not understand that people of Massachusetts don't want that? Well, the same thing going on. We just repealed the indexing of the gas tax. Now there's an attempt to allow municipalities, local towns and cities to enact their own gas tax.
Like the meals tax they did, the 0.75.
Yep, right. A local option, which basically means that the towns can then vote whether they want to adopt that or not. And what's going to happen is they'll pick off town by town. They'll go in and try to say, you know, you guys need to do it to raise money. You know, here's where how you can make up some money. But it's on the back of the taxpayers. And by the way, gas, we've seen a nice lower prices recently. The average household saving is about $700 to $1,100, depending on your usage. And it's about time taxpayers got a break, actually got some disposable income back into their household. So to me, it just makes no sense. And then again, why we keep passing the buck down to the local level, saying the state should be, you know, taking care of your roads. We do Chapter 90 money back to your towns. We shouldn't then allow you to pass this local tax so that we can back out of our commitments to the local towns. It's just the wrong thing to do. And again, an attempt to keep putting more cost on the local taxpayer, the individual taxpayer, and not look at the focus of making the state government more reliable where it comes to and transparent about you spending your dollars.
One quick note before we wrap up here, probably a congratulations is in order. I believe that something that was involved with your campaign helped with someone that you and I know win up Holly, and that is Holly Robichaud, with I think a campaign fold or something to do with literature.
So,
won a Polly.
All right. I was new to politics back when I first ran. I was 40 years old when I ran for office. I had no idea that there was all sorts of crazy things like Polly Awards. It's kind of like the Tony Award for TV. It's like the Emmy Awards are Tonys are for plays. Emmy Awards are for TVs. Yep. And the Pollys are for politics. Well, we won a Polly for the gas tax ballot question. And then we turn around and the year later, I had run for that Senate seat and wasn't successful. But the brochure, the trifold brochure that I used evidently was so well designed and cutting edge that it won a Polly Award for its designer, my campaign manager, Holly Robichaud. So that was a fantastic little way to end that. Yeah, that was neat. But, you know, I should add, if anybody wants to know more about what I'm doing, where I'm going to be, how you can help out with Donald Trump, things like that, they can go to my website, jeffdiehl.com, and it's GEOFFDIEHL.com. There's a form you can fill out and you can be part of my newsletters to, you know, and I don't send out a ton, believe me. It's not going to spam your inbox, you know, don't worry about that. But I will tell you where I'm going to be, how you can help out, and things like that.
And I want to just say real quick as I lean over here, It was a big weekend for Jeff, and so I want to give you this. This is for myself and my significant other, wishing you a happy 47th birthday. You got to take care of your elected officials. And no,
I will have a nice
as a friend.
Hot latte.
This is the guy who got me a Enterprise pizza cutter for Christmas. This is the guy who always thinks of me as a friend.
Yeah.
Aside from being an elected official who we have on from time to time.
Beyond the mic,
as a friend,
you and Sandy are great. And again, so glad you guys are making plans to get hitched. I can't wait for that event as well.
All right. There he is. State Rep Jeff Deal here. You heard Lou Ferrigno. It's been a fantastic show. We thank you very much for tuning in. And until next week at 6:15 p.m., have yourself a great evening.